pretty nice trip, huh?
Yeah, that was a great trip when you can leave with a W and now head into your bye week, you know, two games. The last two games you played, feeling pretty confident how you, you know, how we responded. So, you know, we got the bye week this week, get a chance to work on some things that, you know, we need to work on down the road to make us a better football team and make us better individually.
I was a little
get rest.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed though when you had the sack. You didn't do the Gronk little beef eater walk there. I was surprised you didn't do that, man.
Yeah, Gronk pulled that one out of his butt there.
Yeah, it came out of his butt all right.
Yeah, he actually did.
He's a fun dude, man. It was funny on the sideline when we seen it.
He said the nutcracker guy who was guarding the house.
Great.
Guarding the house.
That's a classic.
Now, I'm wondering, Vince, how did you guys challenge yourself going into this game? Because I know, especially when you guys tend to struggle on defense or if there's a lot of commentary about the defense, you like to come back every week and do something. What was the challenge this week versus the Rams defensively?
Well, it was, first of all, it was turning the page, you know, to win a emotional game in the division against, you know, one of the what are your teams that always give you a problem with the Jets, and just coming back right from there and basically just erasing that right away and getting on to St. Louis. And one of the things was you know what, we've dropped two games in the NFC. This team beat the two teams that beat us, so obviously, we thought, you know, this team was going to be a big challenge for us. So our main thing was, you know what, you know, Bill threw a lot of stuff at us early on in the week just because we know we had to go to London. We had to do all this flying stuff. So we got a lot of stuff thrown in us first part of the week last week. So and I think the guys responded, you know, and when we got there, it was the big thing about, okay, getting our bodies adjusted, getting proper rest, and making sure we're ready to go on Sunday. So we all felt that we had a good week of practice. We went out there. We had two more days with a walkthrough. We kind of felt that we were at a good spot, and we performed well on Sunday. So, you know, everything that we put into this game, everything just came true for us. You know, guys made plays. We played together as a team, and for once, it feels good to actually take the field and a walk off. Feeling real good about how we did as a team, not just a unit, but as a team. And that was a good team win in London.
Vince, it seemed like the defensive confidence just was growing after that, after the opening touchdown. It seemed like as the game went along, the defense just felt more confident, was playing more confident. And could you see that in the game films?
You know what? And I thought about it on the field. You know, the first series normally be the tough series because you really don't know what you're going to get from your opponent. You don't know how they got some things they want to work on. You don't know what they have for you. So we have to do a better job starting the game off. But with that being said, we gave up the 50-yard pass, and that was the only points they got because everybody came to the sideline. We buckled down. We made corrections, and we just settled down as a defense. And once we settled down as a defense, that's when things start taking over. You know, we start playing better technique. The fundamentals started getting better. We started getting them in longer yardage. We started dictating the game. And that's exactly where we wanted to be, you know, and just being in those situations and being able to get out of those situations. So going forward, we're going to have to do a better job of that, you know. And one thing, we have to do a better job of, you know, third down and red area. You know, those are two critical points in the football game from an offensive standpoint and the defensive standpoint. If you you make your opponents kick field goals, and if you know, offensively, if we can score 7 points in the red area, that'd be big. And third down, just being able to get off the field. So, like I said, we went to London with a good game plan of how we wanted to play the game, and it worked out well for us. So now we're at a point now, you know, what we're going to do now. There's a lot of things that we can get better on, and those two areas we definitely need to get better at.
Well, the one thing people have been talking about the last couple of days is pressure, and I know at time the cross rush with the linebackers, we saw some blitz. But I thought watching the game again, they were five wide quite often. You guys were putting four-man pressure on them. It seemed to be a lot better than what we've seen in the past. Would you agree?
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen the film yet, but I felt like we had some good matchups up there. You know, a lot of times if you don't get the 6 and 7 game sacks, you know, it's a problem with the rush. So, but we made some plays, and that's another area. Yeah, we can get better, being able to rush the passer with four. A lot of guys, you know, depend on their front four. A lot of guys depend on pressure to get there. So we do a mixture of both. I think we have the guys in that locker room. I think we have certain personnel we can put on the field and feel very good about just rushing four or three at times. So all that's going to be evaluated, you know, with the bye week. But I felt good about how the game unfolded and how our guys responded. So, and that's one of the things we don't do. We try not to pay attention to what everybody else is trying to say, because when we take the field, it's a certain way we want to run our defense. And it's not just one person making a play. It's not just two or three guys making a play. It's 11 guys being on the same page. So sometimes that comes with the front rushing and allowing our DBs to make plays. Or sometimes it's three guys rushing, dropping a lot more guys in coverage to make a quarterback make a decision on the ball. So I'm pretty comfortable where we're at, but at the same time, we can get better.
You know, Vince, the really, really rich guys who run the National Football League think that London is ready for its own team. Now, you played there twice in a 3-year span. Do you think that London could have an NFL team, and could you do it? I mean, could you go there every year without a bye the next week?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's not me personally. I can't answer that. You know, I really can't answer that. That's going to be up to, you know, the NFL to do whatever. So I really can't say if they're ready for it or not. But you know, if the NFL is looking at that, they have to make sure that these guys over there are very educated on American football, and that's only the thing I would think. You know, you have to make sure people understand the game, and who knows if they do. You know, I know it was you know, they cheered for both teams, they booed. So I obviously know a little bit. You know, they know when you're doing something good and when you're doing something bad. So who knows? That's up for the NFL to make that decision.
How about the toll on your body? Compare the trip to London versus the trip to Seattle. Still long trips, but was there a huge difference?
Yeah. I mean, it was, just because of, you know, you – like you said, it's both is long trips, but when you're dealing with 5 and 6 hour time change, and then, you know, you're trying to keep your body on the same schedule, it put a lot of stress on your body. But you know what? It is what it is. You have to do it. I mean, if the NFL say, hey, we're going to have games over there every year and this is on the list, well, whoever's on that list have to be prepared to handle it. I think St. Louis went out there last week, beginning of the week. We went out there. We got in Friday morning. So, it depends on that organization, how they feel they need to approach that situation. And it's going to be totally on that organization how they feel would get them the better edge on Sunday come game time.
I know you're being very careful about this, but I will tell you this. When you can walk out your hotel as an entire team, walk across the street, practice on a public park, and the only people show up are a couple people walking their dogs, I would say the answer to the question about the Europe, playing Europe, NFL football in London is no. That would be my guess. I mean, think about doing that in the comments.
Considering the Patriots are, the last two games have been, what, 104-7? I would petition for more games over there for the Patriots. Crying out loud.
All right, I got to ask you about this, because I'm sure you got text on right out of the gate. 2 weeks in a row, and you don't do anything unless it's by design. Encroachment, first play of the game, 2 weeks. Are you testing out something? Were you working? What are you doing here?
No, that one right there, that one was totally on me. I was just trying to get a beat on the snap. And I'd rather take my shots early than to take it in a critical situation. That's my mindset, even though, you know, I'm off sides. But that's my mindset. You know, Bill can, you know, curse me out, do whatever, because I deserve it. You know, to be honest with you, I deserve it. But, you know, at the beginning of the game, you just want to set the tone. It's like a tone setter. You know, if I would have made a play, good. But, you know, I didn't. I cost my team 5 yards. So I definitely had to take that. I got to do a better job with that stuff. So
the coach was, you know, cursing and the wife was texting.
Hey, man, you know, both of them, you know. So, you know, I have to take it with a grain of salt. You know, I have to continue to be aggressive, but, you know, I have to make sure that, you know, I can stay on sides and don't give up penalties.
Any good plans for the bye week?
Nah, you know, rest. You know, that's the biggest thing for me. I care less about traveling and everything. I just being able to sit down and, you know, get your body back to feeling pretty good, and get ready for this stretch. So the biggest thing for me is going to be rest, being able to get extra treatment, a lot of cold tub, hot tub, massages, just making sure everything's put back in place where it's supposed to be, how you're supposed to feel, and get ready for this run. So I will be doing a lot of resting and sitting on my tail.
Well, the new CBA basically details how many days off. What's the rule now with the new CBA in terms of days off in the bye week?
I have no clue. I think it's a weekend, right? You have to have three consecutive days or whatever it may be, a weekend. It has to include a weekend. I don't know.
Watch out, Bill might lie to you.
Whatever it is, trust me. Whatever it is, it is. Like I said, but I think Bill understands where we at as a team also. I mean, he knows. He knows, you know, we've been, what, past 10 weeks, seven been on the road or whatever it was, and, you know, including preseason. So this team have a lot of mileage under their belt. So early on. So a lot of that stuff you have to take in consideration. You know, a lot of people think, you know, you have a couple of days off here and there, but you know, when you travel a lot and then you come back and you back grinding, you just put a lot of stress on your body. And the chance you get to actually give a chance, give your body a chance to relax, that's big. Your body going to respond. Your body's going to be happy and you're going to feel refreshed. So that's where we're at. We're going to have to go to work this week. I don't know when, but we're going to have to go to work this week and put some days in. But after that, we get a chance to relax and, you know, sit around and hang out with your family for a little bit.
All right, Vince, nice win last week. Half of the season down, half of it to go. As you said, get those body parts back in the position they're supposed to be, and we'll talk to you down the road. Have a good one.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks.
Right, see you. Vince Wilfork, right here on The Big Show. Quick break.